Welcome to NC Asian American Ministries podcast. My name is Sammy Ju, and I'm your host. This podcast is to highlight the life and ministry of Asian American leaders and to network them for advancing God's kingdom in North Carolina and beyond. Today, we have Daniel Braswell as a guest. Daniel is the English ministry pastor at the Greensboro Korean Baptist Church. Hello, Daniel. How are you?
Hello, grace and peace to everyone listening, and Pastor Sammy, I'm doing well. Thank you so much. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much for your willingness to spend time for this podcast.
Absolutely. I'm excited for the opportunity. Thank you for all that you're doing through the Asian American Ministries and for allowing me to come in. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for your kind words. So this is episode number one. Normally for episode one, we go through some personal stories, and I'm very excited to get to know you more. So my first question for you is, can you tell us about your family?
Yeah, sure. I would love to tell you about my family. I grew up in between Baltimore and Washington, D.C., and I grew up with a loving mother and father and one younger sister, 18 months younger than I am. My parents, they've been married together now for 34 years. Dad's name is Ken, mom is Carolyn, and younger sister Jody. And I've also been blessed to have close relationships with three out of my four grandparents. My mother's dad died before I was born, but the other three grandparents I was able to have close, encouraging, godly relationships with that I'm grateful for. Just the last 2 years ago, my sister gave birth to a son named Evan, aka Little Dude. We call him Little Dude. And then I would have to say that just recently in July, the Lord allowed me to start my own family, and I was able to get married to a beautiful bride, Kyung Young.
Wow, congratulations.
Thank you.
Awesome. How did you become a follower of Christ?
Right. I'm just inclined to jump in with a little theological there, by faith through grace in Jesus Christ. And but I know that it's I believe that by having a knowledge of Jesus and the scriptures from a young age in my life, through the school that I was attending, actually, and my folks, and coming to church, I believe that was God's grace in my life at a very young age. Then later on in high school, amidst some just teenage angst and rebellion and family health issues and just all that works with that, that God worked another miracle of grace in my life, in which I was actually turned to Him in saving faith and trusted the gospel for my salvation.
Wow, that's wonderful. Beautiful. How did you sense God's calling in your life to become a pastor?
Well, to couple what the answer I was given previously, a few years after that high school time of honestly some years of back and forth, sometimes living for Christ, sometimes living for sin and self, and just really not being rooted in Christian community, God did another great work, just kind of a gospel grace point in my life, which put me into a group of just gospel-centered young believers and also older believers to mentor. And that just really drew me closer to the Lord. And I would say I began to live for Him and pursue Him with my whole heart. Part of what I was able to do was to do some street evangelism, even out in the inner harbors of Baltimore and downtown Annapolis. And honestly, just having an undeniable passion for God's glory and His gospel to go forth, and for the salvation and the joy of the Lord may come to the people I came in contact with through this evangelistic efforts.
That's great. Well, so you're originally from Baltimore. Do you see the much difference between Baltimore and North Carolina?
I definitely do. It's the North and the South. Kind of more Bible saturated here in the South, or at least people have a little bit of, I don't know even if they're full believers of the truth, but there's kind of just like a greater sense of, yeah, well, church is a thing that, I used to do, or I, will currently do. So I guess they call it the Bible Belt for good reason. But I was frequently come to North Carolina as a as a kid, as a middle schooler, high schooler, I would come to visit my grandparents who lived in North Carolina, in Greensboro, actually. So I always thought it was neat coming down and just experiencing the different Southern culture and the accent and
Yeah. Now, if you are not a pastor, what would you do differently?
Well, I believe that ultimately, I would kind of think that ultimately God would orchestrate my life in some time and in some way to become a pastor. I don't know the mind of God, but I sense that calling and that desire and see that sort of gifting, you know, praise God through the Holy Spirit's gifts. But, you know, right now I'm also currently a Bible teacher in high school. So, you know, perhaps if I wasn't to be a pastor right now, I still gain joy and still gain a sense of serving the Lord as a Bible teacher.
Mm. So it sounds like even at your high school, you're doing a ministry through teaching the Bible.
Yeah, praise God. There is an opportunity, and it's actually quite unique. It's in a public high school that offers Bible as an elective.
Wow.
Yeah, God's hand has just protected that program for decades. So I'm honored to have that opportunity. So in about less than a quarter of the students that are in my classes are actually go to church on any regular basis. So they're on a daily basis getting to open the scriptures and ask questions and really kind of dig deep. So it is, it's really beyond my imagination, just maybe how much God could use the ministry there. I'm humbled to be a part of.
Mm. Well, that's very encouraging to hear that, because I'm a father of four kids, and my kids are all over the places, elementary, middle, and high, and college. Mm-hmm. But when you said you were teaching Bible in the high school, I thought it would be a Christian school, but mm-hmm. it's a public school. Wow, that's amazing. I wish yeah. more public schools would offer the Bible teaching. That's great. Daniel, what is your life verse?
It would have been hard to just land on one, but I can for the sake of the podcast. There's many that I like, and Acts 20:24, in the kind of old King James translation that I for some reason I know in this one, which says, "But none of these things move me, neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I may finish my course with joy and the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus to testify the gospel of the grace of God."
Amen. Wow, that's great. Now, who is the biggest influence in your life?
Well, I can name him. He'll be unnamed to probably every listener to this podcast. There are different influences that I've listened to, like a John Piper and a Matt Chandler, as I was soaking in gospel teaching. But honestly, a man named Chris Peeler up in the Annapolis, Baltimore area of Maryland, he was the pastor and evangelist leader that really discipled me in my young 20s there and brought me out and gave me these opportunities to preach in assisted living homes and share the gospel out in the cities of Baltimore. So a man named Chris Peeler and his wife Linda were actually just loved me well and discipled me well.
Well, Daniel, I can hear passion when you are speaking, and I was just curious about what you are the most passionate about.
Hmm. Yeah, I guess I wish that, you know, in my bones and in my soul, I would, you know, the answer would be I'm just passionate about the glory of God and the gospel going forth.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, but I guess on a personal level, along with that, is at this stage, just being married now 6 months, is passionate about making a life together and serving the Lord together with my bride and seeing us both grow and enjoy one another as we enjoy Christ together.
Great. Now, what is the highlight of your life?
Well, it has really been seeing God's sovereign hand of provision and kindness and mercy over the last 2 years. after graduating from Bible college and doing an internship at a church for kind of little pay, but just still believing it was the right move to prepare me. And then just seeing God lead me to this Bible teaching job in the public schools that we spoke about, and then being able to buy a house. And then the best highlight of them all, which came, you know, third, was to marry a beautiful and godly woman.
Great. My last question for you is this: how has your work at the Korean church changed or shaped your perspectives on minorities in the United States?
Yeah, so it's Greensboro Korean Baptist Church, where I'm able to serve as the English ministry pastor there. And from getting to know my students and my youth there as well, you know, I see how, at least in our sphere, that Asians that they really prioritize school and grades and test scores and, you know, the getting into a college that's going to set them up well for success in the future, and just really prioritize that, you know, at a much higher level than, you know, the students that I teach at, in this kind of rural, suburban, predominantly white high school where I'm a teacher.
Great. Well, Daniel, thanks so much for sharing about your personal life. And in the next episode, we'll love to hear more about your past and current ministry experiences.
Yeah, amen. Praise God. We'll look forward to it.
Listeners, if you want to hear more podcasts from us, find NC Asian American Ministries at your podcast and subscribe it. You can listen to our weekly podcast update. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode.